I've never known anyone with a dragon. What does he look like?
Just a plain ordinary dragon.
Welcome to the Plain Ordinary Dragon podcast. If this is your first time, we're so happy you're here. And if this isn't your first time, welcome back. We're so glad everyone joined us today. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about pushing through. But before we get to that, let's do just a little cleanup or housekeeping, as I like to call it. And today, I'm not really going to be plugging anything, but I wanted to discuss something that's pretty relevant right now here in the United States. And really in the world. I know that there are a lot of fears right now. There are a lot of challenges right now in regards to what's being called the coronavirus and the COVID-19 disease. It's been on everybody's mind. It's been on ours. I'm sure it's been on yours. And I just wanted to take a minute and say, we've got to let things play out. I know it's scary. It's scary for me. I'm at one of the greatest risks for this. I'm not over 70, but I do have lung issues, and I am battling prediabetes, and I am overweight. And so I have a lot of these things, and if anyone should be scared to death of this thing, it should be me. And don't get me wrong, I'm concerned. I'm very concerned, and I'm watching it very closely. You should watch it very closely too, but realize it's not something that we can get away from. It's like any other challenge we have in life. We have to deal with it head on, directly, and we have to try to push through it as well. It's not easy, and a lot of fears are justified. I get it. It's scary. But please understand, life is a full contact sport, and nobody gets out of here alive. We just have to do the best we can until it's over. Enjoy the ride as best you can until the end. None of us are guaranteed a day. None of us are guaranteed we'll be here tomorrow. Every time that we turn around, there are risks. A friend of mine passed away in her sleep just a few weeks ago. Other than that, she thought she would get up and have the next day and have the rest of that evening. We never know when our time is. And because we don't know when our time is, what we need to do is do our best to not be concerned about the destination. We have to be concerned about the journey. I'm not saying don't do smart things. Do smart things. Wash your hands. Wash your hands more than you normally do. Try not to touch your face. Try to boost your immune system. Be aware of what you can do, but don't let it ruin the life that you have. Because we only have so much of it, folks. Make the best of the time you got, and that's all you can do. When I played poker for a living, something that we learned was that you're going to lose more than you're going to win. The reason I bring this up is because all you can do in the game of poker, especially No Limit Hold'em, which I played professionally for a few years, all you can do is get all your money in with the best hand. That's all you can do. And then you have to let the chips fall where they may. And sometimes you win, and sometimes you lose. But all you can do is your best, and all you can do is get all your money in with the best hand. If you've done that, you're successful, even if you lose in the short term. It's the same thing with anything else in life, and it's no different with this craziness that we've got going on right now in the world, in regards to the virus specifically. All you can do is the best you can do. And then we have to deal with whatever fallout or whatever exhilaration there is. And that's a fact of life. And it's not an easy one, but it is true. So wash your hands more. Don't touch your face. Try to isolate yourself while this exponential growth is going on. Those things are important. Boost your immune system. Eat good things. Eat lots of green plants. Things that will help your microbiome. Do that. That's the best thing that you can do. Because if you haven't noticed, viruses, we don't ever have a cure for them. People are still taking flu shots every single year. Why? Because you can't kill the viruses. You just have to get through them. And that's pretty much the same with everything else in life. There are some exceptions. But if we attack things head on, if we grab them and say, look, I don't like this, but I know we've got to go through it, so let's do it the best we can, That's all you can hope for, folks. And yeah, there's going to be some fallout, and it's going to be sad. And there are a lot of challenges that we have politically and socially, all those things. And we're going to have to try to deal with them as best we can. The best way to do it is head on, going boldly forward in your beliefs and in the philosophies and in the things that we know do well. So I just wanted to start this out with that, so that if you are worried and anxious and concerned, it's validated. It's true. I understand it. But also realize that we're not guaranteed another moment. Not another moment. We're not guaranteed any of this. And because of that, you need to make the most of the moment you got. Do the best you can. Because, like General Patton said, what the hell else is there? When a man's done his best, what the hell else is there? So let's go ahead and get into today's Dragon Bites. It actually comes from an article on the Plain Ordinary Dragon website. This is called Pushing Through. You ever get to that point where you wonder why you were working on a project at all? You pour your time, effort, energy, and soul into something, and it just doesn't work the way you wanted or expected it to work. You have, in your perspective, a big steaming pile of mediocrity which was intended for greatness. The problem? It just isn't great. Execution is hard. Great execution is harder still. And flawless execution is mythical. Excellence is the result of a tremendous amount of focused, intense, hard work. For something to be worthy of the dragon you are, it needs to be excellent. I'm reminded of an Earl Nightingale quote, "Excellence always sells." The reason is simple. It's hard to do. You're always being challenged by the best around, yourself. We think our competitors are the other companies and folks who are in our space. Truthfully, we are always competing against ourselves, which is the toughest competition because we are already as good as ourselves. We have to study ourselves. We have to constantly strive to improve in hopes of catching the excellence that we want to give the world. I'm reminded of a quote by Vince Lombardi Jr. He was a legendary coach of the Green Bay Packers. Some of his quotes are phenomenal. So here's what he said. "Gentlemen, we will chase perfection, and we will chase it relentlessly, knowing all the while we can never attain it. But along the way, we shall catch excellence. Today, I'm super frustrated with myself. All the big ideas I had in my head are not coming out the way I want them to. I want excellence to naturally flow, but it's not going to. I have to do lots more hard work before I get anywhere near the desired result. I'm going to badly miss the mark I've set for our project tomorrow. Badly. There isn't enough time to rectify it. I'll have to endure the mediocrity I produced this time around, and all I can do is learn and move on. Keep chasing perfection. Keep pushing through until the moment comes where I execute well. Keep pushing through, dragons. Keep pushing through." All right. I'm going to leave you with that. Before I do, I just wanted to let you know that if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, please do. You can do that at plainordinarydragon.com/subscribe, and then you'll get the weekly newsletter that comes out. If you want to join our Facebook group, there's one there. There's also a Facebook page in case you just want to see what's happening there. And of course, you can always visit the Plain Ordinary Dragon website. Now, and we're also on Instagram. In case you don't know, we're also on Instagram and on Twitter. So any of those places are places you can find us. As usual, you might be plain and you might be ordinary, but you're a dragon. And we can't wait to hear your voice in this world.
When you work as a team, you've got to